So Chazal describe a vikuach, so to speak, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Moshe Rabbeinu. So about the Etzem Asiyas HaMishkan. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was matmiya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, make me Mishkan, he had a pella, he had a tmiya. Says to make me Mishkan. Doesn't make sense. That was a tmiya Moshe had. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Shlomo HaMelech would make a Beis HaMikdash which was much bigger than the Mishkan. And Shlomo HaMelech, when he was mispal, he also said, "Ki ha'omnam yeshiv alekim ala aretz." I mean, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu come down to the ground? I mean, the whole lashon over there, the whole lashon of the tefillah is Omnam. He says Shmai Shemayim Shmei Shemayim Lo Yichal Kelucha Af Habayis Kesisi. I mean, even Shemayim Shemayim, nothing can contain Eibishter. So how could the Beis Hamikdash contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Moshe Rabbeinu had a tmiya. First of all, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu be contained in the Beis HaMikdash? And secondly, Kal v'chomer from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, he said on the Beis HaMikdash, it was much bigger, and understandably not only in size, but it had in itself a bigger chshivas, in a sense. So if that can't contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could the Mishkan? So there's another piece here, then he skips down. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loi k'shem shata sova kach ani sova. I don't hold like you. Ella, chof keresh b'tzofen v'chof b'dorim v'ches b'mayriv. All it takes is 20 sticks in the Tzof and 26 in the Dorm and 8 sticks in the Meir. V'loy oid, ela she'ered v'atzamtzim shchinosi v'toich amal amal. L'maisa, besides the 20 on 20, I'm going to be mitzamtzim myself into an amal amal. There's a vikuach here. And when you have a vikuach, or a masamatan, let's call it, not a vikuach, a masamatan, you're supposed to be answering the other person, someone, something. I mean, if I say something and you disagree with it, and I say, and I repeat myself, so lemaisa, that's futile. Well, I mean, you make a point, I disagree with the point, and you answer me back with your point again. I mean, so it's just extra when people are arguing. So that's a goal. Says I, says you. I mean, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Chof ama al chof ama al ches ama v'loy oid al ama ama is what it says in Parshas Truma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a tmi on that, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "How is it possible?" So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? Not like you think, but. That was what you started with. And Moshe Rabbeinu had a tmiya. So Be'etzim Chazal is finishing with Moshe Rabbeinu's tmiya. The tmiya is a good tmiya. Where's the teretz over here? I mean, it's hard to understand. It's repeating the problem, the sheirish on what we asked the first kasha. So what's the repetition again? That's one nekuda that's very important to be omer. Secondly, you find that in parashah, in as opposed to all other mitzvahs, a lot of people are ma'aridus nekuda. As opposed to all other mitzvahs, you have a chiyuv of kavanas aleiv, but not like other mitzvahs. Almost all the other mitzvahs, there's very specific chiyuvim placed on the person. Here it says v'yikli truma is called isha sheidven aliboy tikras trumasi. So the Nedivus Alevi is very much in the mitzvah. It's madna because it's almost kemat astira. The pasuk says me'ez kol isha shidven alibo tikros trumasi ki'ilu means whatever a person feels like giving, take. Then you go on to a specific list. First I should have said the mitzvah, and then I should say, but we only take from people that really want to give. It's ki'ilu, first it says whatever, however, anyway, a person wants to give, let him give, and it's wonderful. Then it says a very, very specific list. So why? I mean, it's very easy to say, but it's very important, it's kavana, but you don't find it by other mitzvahs. It's the only mitzvah, and there's a change between the fact that you have to take it benitvas aleiv, anything ke'ilu, the pasuk says, me'ez kol isha she'idven alibo tikras trumasi. And then it goes into very specifics of what and how to take it, how much to take, and so on. More than that, it's not only is it a steer, is it different in other mitzvahs, there's a problem here in the etzem, in the etzem maisa mishkan, there's almost no mitzvah, or probably there is no mitzvah that has as detailed chiyuvim and aloches as maisa mishkan. If a person is talking about a mitzvah that doesn't leave room for hidurim and kulis and a mitzvah that's bal toisif and bal tigra in its strongest form is binyan hamishkan. And everything is down to the very least detail, down to the last midah, with a tremendously terrible kpeda. It's unfortunate Allah and Zvachim, when there was nothing in the Beis HaMikdash, which was already more elaborate. It says they could not build anything that was not written down by a Novi, I guess. And the Gemara asked it, it's called Hakol B'Ksav, Hiskal Hashem. It's a pasuk that David said, everything was written down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me understanding in how to do it. It's called Hakol B'Ksav. It's a Musik and Kotchen. So, of all the mitzvahs, there's a very sharp contrast between the fact that in its tzuris hamaisa of the mitzvah, in its tzuris habinyan of the mitzvah, it's a tremendous hakol b'ksav. Everything is with a ferocious if David HaMelech wanted it up to another little spitz on the Beis HaMikdash, he couldn't. There was no room for any hiddur mitzvah, no extras in it. And Meidach Gisa, the whole mitzvah seems to be built on the Ashayt Venaliboy and Tikkun Trumasi, and you have to be moister at Yafa Yafa. It's the whole parish of Nedova is in Be'ikar in Akdosh Beis HaMikdash. Neda Nedova, the word Nedova relates specifically to things you give to Beis HaMikdash. So on the one hand, you have a parish where it's Ke'ilu, whatever you want. You want to express your Av and so on, bring Karbanis and things like that. Meidach Gisa, it's a terrible Kepeda on the Pratim with a Mishnah Kedika. It's needs Avon. There's a so let's explain a little bit. There's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. It says in the pasuk that Hishpati Eschem Bnois Yerushalayim Im Ta'iru Vim Ta'iru Es Ha'ava Ad She'Techpots. It's in a few times. It's like a refrain almost. It's mentioned a few times in Shir Hashirim that the Melech or his Ahuva is Mashbia Bnois Yerushalayim. Those are kilo the surrounding bnois melachim. That's the context wherein it takes place. Hishpat eschem im teiru vim teirus ha'ava shetechpots. I dare you not to arouse the ava until the right time comes. Shetechpots, until it is desirable. In one way, Chazal darshin it that it's an iser to be meiches as a case. It's you're not allowed to push it forward in its wrong time, meaning that there's a time when it's appropriate, and until that time, she can't meet her ahuv, and at the right time, it'll happen that the melech and his ahuva will get together. That is the pshat with Chazal darshnit, we Chazal understood it, and that's the sense in the psukim. There's a Ramban, a Pirush Ramban. It doesn't quite say it, but it's quoted often in the Sefarim to mean this. So I'm assuming that that's the Havana. He says it almost with a Chassidish Knech. He says the word techpots, meaning not desired, but the word techpots, meloshon chayfetz, meaning an object. Shir Hashirim is a shir of Ava. It's a shir of Gaguim, and it's Kodesh Kadoshim, meaning the word Kodesh Kadoshim is very bedafka, the way we'll see in a second. It's mechuvin, just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the makom of just pure, I mean, kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's ke'ilu, the av itself, without any physical manifestations. It's just the av b'taharosa. So Shir Hashirim is the Kodesh Kadoshim. It's not any maisa mitzvahs. It's ke'ilu de av in its own right. So there's a t'nai. Gagui av. And we're talking about Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're talking about Avas Hashem here. Im ta'iru v'im ta'iru sa'ava ad she'techpots. Don't arouse it until you're able to put it into a chayfetz. Until you're able to give it mamashis. It's the word chayfetz miloshen to concretize. So the shbatas and lishalayim, and it's in the same ruach advarim. Chazal say until the time has come. And the Ramban, the way it's understood by a lot of Sfarim, is until you have a metzias to express it in. So hishpatich sem leishal shlayim im teiru im teiru ava. There's an injunction. She hashirim is kuloi ava. Leave it im teiru im teiru ava ad shetechpots. Don't arouse it until you don't have what to do with it, until you don't have a place to put it into. And the pshatnet is kilu to leave av alone without it having a makum to be chalan, to push it is wrong. Av has a tachlis in it, and in almost a similar, in other words, sort of in a mashal, in a tzir that we could be madam and musa. It says that ben dov is not bo at sheyichlo kol aneshama shebeguf. So Rashi explains this ki'ilu, the guf, the word guf in this sense is ki'ilu, a huge storage place where different neshamas. And until all the neshamas don't come down and take on a mitzias, ben David's not ba. This haste, the neshamas are all the potential, the ruchnistic potential. They're all ki'ilu pure, just avas Hashem, whatever you want to call it. And the tachlis is not in what it stays. The tachlis is when it takes on a guf and it becomes a metzias. Without taking on a protistic guf, without taking on a metzias, it hasn't done anything yet. So the matara is to make the transition from something that's just neshama or just ava in this sense, and to make a chayfetz out of it, and to make a davar shel mamash out of it. The metzias of Mishkan was a metzias of that. It's a mistake. It's the exact opposite the way we read the psukim. It's not ki'ilu the Mishkan is a wonderful mitzvah and you have to inject it with av and yira. It's the other way around. The pasuk says v'yikru li trumes kol ish asher yidven libu tikras trumasi. There's an amount there's an amount of ava, there's an amount of nedivas alev that's latent in Klal Yisrael. It's there, it's burning, and you have to do something with it. You have to put it into a metzias, and that's why it's not the pshat build a beis hamikdash and inspire it with ava and yira, inject ava and yira in it. Take the ava and the yira and make something out of it. In a sense, it's maybe more than in a sense, it's sort of ke'ilu, the flip side of the Chet HaEgel, which it was a kapara of Chet HaEgel. It was the Mishkan that's when it was Basa, there was a skaper, and in the sense of the psukim in Chazal we'll see soon, it's ke'ilu kapara for Chet HaEgel. The kapara of the Chet HaEgel means the Chet HaEgel was Klal Yisrael was full of the Ava and the Yira of Anoichi and Lo Yelecha from Har Sinai. They were full of the Ava of the Anoichi, and they didn't have where to put it into. The Chet HaEgel was, in a sense, it was Te'iris Ha'ava without Techpots. So they took a Chayfetz that was a Te'eva, and that's what they put it into. Being aroused and not having what to do with it and where to put it, so they put it into the Egel. That's the meaning that they put Hashem in the Egel. They were looking to find what to do with the Anoichi and not having and not holding it in for as long as it was holding it in. It went larik. It went to Sitracher. The chiyuv of Mishkan is to take the Ava, to take the Nediva Salev, and to make a Mishkan out of it. And that's why you have Adrabba. The transition starts with the Nediva Salev, and then there's a very careful kpeda on specifics, because the metzias of the mitzvah is the techpot sheboy. The metzias of the mitzvah is making chayfetz out of it. So here there's a faket, so that it not remain just wishy-washy ava, it not remain just airy. There's a tremendous kpeid in the hakol b'ksav, that every nekuda and every prat and prat has to be, has to find its fulfillment. If you take a look, there's a sefer written by the Ramah. It's called Teiras Ha'ila. It's not a common sefer, but it's a sefer that he wrote on the Rimzei HaMishkan. The Ramah, every single prat, it's not Kabbalistic, but he draws, I guess, his Makaris. But every single prat, there isn't a thread of Tzivui that doesn't have a Havana what it's connected. Mishunadik, he goes through every single prat in the Mishkan, and in the Mikdash, the Mishkan, Avodas HaKarbonos, and so on, where every single prat mentioned that does seem to be obsessed like Gzeiras HaKosavdik, he gives a Havana what it's connected. It's the other way. Every single prat in Koiches HaNefesh of Ava had to find its place there. That's the pshat in the vikuach between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu came along and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him was Metzavim on the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Soif. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim, 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 Lo Yechal Kelucha. And like it says over here, Ke Omnom Yeshev Alekim Al Ha'aretz. It's impossible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bli Gvul, Bli Soif, Bli Tachlis. Where and how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to become? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't answer him, Afal Pikein. That wasn't the teretz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's teretz was the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Dafke Kein. There is no such thing in the bleak vul and the bleak tachlis and the ein soif and all these things. A person has nothing from it. There is no ashras ashchina from meloy chalaretz kvoidim. Meloy chalaretz kvoidim is not shaykh to a person and there's nothing to it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tshuva was, the more you mitzamtzim it, the more you magbel it, the more you focus it on a specific nekuda, that's where there's ashras ashchina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Loi kashem shata sover. It's a mistake. It's not, the problem is not how can I come into a small place. The problem is in Shemayim and Shmei Shemayim and Loi chalaretz kvoidoy, you have no shaychus to it. And over there is no shchina. There's no ashras ashchina. Ashras ashchina needs a mokim mitzumtzum bedafka. And that's why chof and chof al ches, v'loi oyit, and chof al chof al ches is too big. It doesn't mean afal pikein there's going to be ashras ashchina. It means dafka when it's going to be mitzumtzum to an amma, which is the smallest shear in a way. In other words, we don't deal with less than amma. I mean, the amma is the amma's binyan. In binyanim, amma is tefachim is not a relevant midah in bnia. So in amma dafka, that's where there's ashras ashchina. The word, people make a mistake. And the word mitzamtzim, which is what it's used over here, he says, people understand the word mitzamtzim to mean to small, diminish, condense. That's the way people understand the word tzimtzum, like we use colloquially. We say a person lives b'tzimtzum means he lives very much b'doichik, he doesn't have much. We understand it in a diminutive sense, that it's less. It's not the correct definition of letzamtzim. The correct definition of letzamtzim is, l'moshel, there's a machlokes in Gemara, efshel letzamtzim or efshel letzamtzim. Meaning, can two events occur at the same moment or not? The word letzamtzim means to give a gvul to something. The word tzamtzim means to put boundaries around something. Efshel tzamtzim or efshel tzamtzim. Can you define an event in relationship to a precise moment or not? That's the precise type of tzimtzum. Tzimtzum means to put it within a framework of measurement. So the Mandel holds efshel tzamtzim says you can say something happened at 11:06 and 33 seconds, and the other Mandel says you can't, and therefore everything is only approximation. You can't give gvulas on something. That is, when we say that a person is very lives b'tzimtzum and so on, be'etzem the shayur shadat is the same thing. His gvulas are very stringent. A person that has a lot of money, buy this, buy that, maybe, you know, it's a lacking in clear gvuls. There's a lot of loose area where it's not clearly defined. He wants to buy this, he wants to buy this, he doesn't buy it. It's not a personal list, but symptom means that there's a very strong chalos of gvulis on what he's doing. It can only be this and only this and only that. So the word symptom means bounded, defined, bounded. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, if you're looking for Likus, if you're looking for Ashuas Ashchina, then you're going to find it only where it's Mitzumtzum. The reason is because you don't have a Tfisa in something that's not. In English, I mean, it's very correctly defined that the word finite and the word defined is the same word. It is. It means the same thing because meaning is only in as much as you magbil something. A person, Lamashal, who has an idea but can't define it clearly, doesn't really have a grasp on it. If it's loose, if it's sort of a vague idea, but it's not clearly defined, when, what, where, how, so the person is lacking in a grasp on it. When a person is given gvulis to something, he's put a clear-cut boundaries on it. He's defined it, so that's when a person himself has a handle on it. That is the metzias of gvulis. So the metzias of Mishkan was where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took, where Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah was infused or with a tremendous amount of Avas Hashem. Shiashir, and a large part of it focuses around the Yonim of Har Sinai. It says Mitzrayim Har Sinai. To leave Shir Hashirim as it is, without the techpots, is poisonous. Fakert, it can lead to the eagle because there's a tremendous need to realize and to give form to the Avim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Ndivus Alev and focused it into Binyan HaMishkan. That is the Nakuda and Fakert. To take as much as possible and to define it as much as possible, to draw as much as Ava out of that goof of Neshamis and to give it a specific goof artsy, to put it in the specific artsy, was the Avaida of the Mishkan and so on. Another sort of parallel to the sense of the Bligvul and the Gvul is in the Metzias of Bias and Asadim. For instance, there's a yontiv of Chag Aviv. That is when things begin to grow, and it's an important nekuda in the teva, and b'mel it's an important nekuda in ruchnis. There's a nekuda of yontiv. There's a Chag Akotzer when things become ripe, full. It's a zman of completion of a teva, and the zelu maser on a level of ruchnis. There's a yontiv that marks the Chag HaKotzer. Chag HaOsif is not. I mean, it relates to a natural cycle in the sense that it starts raining and you have to take everything in. But the etzem mitzius is not a natural nekuda. I mean, asifa, and yet of the simchas, this is called zman simchasenu, because the mitzias of a bias, the world is quote unquote bleakful for us. I mean, on the fact that it's a sphere, it's bleakful, and the fact, I mean, for human perception, the world is bleakful. It's a whole olam umloya. So on the one hand, when a person makes a bias, when a person takes chaf al chaf and ches, and he puts up four walls and close it off to the outside, so the person is being mitzam to memagbil himself. That's true. On the other hand, things have a kiyum only in the bias. The stuff that lies, the infinite amount of tefuah that lies all around in the fields, the house can only contain a certain amount of tefuah. The house automatically is a cutoff point. If it can't fit into the house, it doesn't go into the house. The house is mitzamtzem and magbil what you could possibly take in. But if you leave it in the great big bleakvul, so you have nothing. You're left with nothing. The rain comes, the animals come, it's gone. So the pu'ula of a bias is the makam, where on the one hand you place gvulas around yourself. A person's gvulas around his bias. That's his gvul. On the other hand, it's the only way he can realize his malacha. The work that he puts into the field, the energy and so on, only becomes a davar shel kayama when it comes to the bias. The muscle for meisering, it has to come in into his bias. It has to come to a goyer. Meisering, it becomes tevua. It stops being it starts becoming dogon. It stops being tevua when it crosses the threshold into his beis ha'oitzer. Before it goes into the bias, it's not the chatzah for that matter. It's nothing. When it goes into his dalai lama, when he's mitzamta magbut and puts it into that kavulas, that's when it becomes a dogon. It becomes a davar shel mamash. So the asifa of things from outside in, that's the mehalach of taking things, and that's the mos of Chag HaOsif. The person has taken the field without a gvul and brings it in. A similar parallel, it says, Loikimoy Avram, that was Nikra Har, Loikimoy Yitzchak, that was Nikra Bayis, Loikimoy Avram, that was Nikra Har, Loikimoy Yitzchak was Nikra Soda, it says L'such Basoda, and Elokimoy Yaakov, that's Nikra Bayis. In other words, Klal Yisrael, Avram Avinu was still open-ended. Avram Avinu was Megaya, hordes and hordes of Gerim, and so on, but it didn't stick around. Yitzchak didn't stick around. When Yaakov made a bias, that bias preserved, whatever was in the bias stayed. Because, so on the one hand, Yaakov was magbil, from Yaakov onwards, Klal Yisrael would only be Bnei Yisrael. So there was a gvul place on Klal Yisrael. On the other hand, everything that fell into those four walls stayed there. So Avram and Yitzhak still were infinite. They still could have had many possibilities. You needed a special miyut. Could be Yitzchak, for Lekol Yitzchak. But from Yaakov onwards, in the bias, that's everything that was there stayed. The parallel, it says like this, because I'll say over here, another look at it, at the Mishkan. It's going on another pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Ani yeshena v'libi er. It's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim where the melech comes knocking on the door of his beloved, and she says, "I'm asleep, but my heart is still awake. There's still something." And so Chazal give two or three examples. One is ani yeshanti limina kates alakadosh baruch hu er. I fell asleep and gave up on the kates. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still throbbing and awake. In other words, Chazal are giving different dogmas where the person in general can be fast asleep, but there's still a living heart, and b'meila the chiyus can come from the heart. The person can reawaken again. The third one is, I'm fast asleep from Maisa Egel. V'libi er, and my heart is awake. So this one is a change already. So that means that be'etzem, every single person in Klal Yisrael, even though he's fast asleep from the Chet Eagle, which is the extreme in Chatoyim, but his own lev is still awake. Every person has an akud in himself. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Ovis, but the very pnimius of every person has an akud that's still air. But, so good, it's good. I mean, the person is a shtikot tzaddik. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu merate kolai. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is banging on the door. Open up the door. How long will I be wandering outside without a home? Because I've been getting full of the dampness. It's raining. So Chazal Magdir, that the mahalach of bias, you know, the avodas Adam is not to create in himself a nakuda of toiv. That's there. And as much as the person can be, it's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even it's not obvious, but every person himself has a mahalach of libi, and that lev is air, and that's always awake. The avodah, the tragedy is that as long as that nekuda is wandering outside, it's part of that great neshama b'li gvul that's a chelek kai mimal, it's useless. The person doesn't have it. The avodah is when it crosses over the threshold from the sada and the har into the bais. That's what avodah is. Avodah is that those ideas and those things that are floating around in a very general sense are led into the bias and become part of the bias. So the understanding of Chazal of the Mishkan is that there's the libi air that's banging on the door. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miratek and is saying ad ona eilech ad mosay eyem is halech beloy bias. I mean, take me into the house. Make me a chelek of your asif. Without that, there's no, just being proud of the fact that the person has a libi air is nothing. That's there. It doesn't change. And there's no shaykhus to the person. As long as those vague, big feelings of av and yir and didn't become part of a specific thing, then it's meaningless. So we have the metzias of Mishkan is the threshold of avodah, where a person where there is the beligvul and belis and amorphousness of av and yira, and fakert, you have to start with av and yira. We'll see soon a nekud on it. You have to start with av and yira because that's the beginning of avodah in its real sense. I mean, it's sometimes you have to start with avodah, not like that, because you have to do it. You have to start with av and yira. But a person has to understand that feelings of av and yira in itself are nothing. They have to be concretized. They have to be given a gvul. So what do I do with this? What am I doing lemaisa with this nekuda? And how I mean, and again, a person, when a person gets this ayur, there's so much to learn, there's so much to know, there's so much this. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. That in itself, if that feeling stays the way it is, it's absolutely worthless. Translated to one Tosfos, translated to knowing one Daf Gemara well, translated to making a seder of getting the chakra tied down like we do, translated into a maisa. Don't leave it at the level of a bleak vul. A person is irritated by something. You see sometimes a lot of people have a feeling they're great guys, they're good guys, nice guys. But when it comes in, sometimes a lemaisa, this person is not somebody popular. This person is a stranger. This person is this. Why don't you take those feelings of knowing how good it is to be bechevra, and translate into one, into giving this unviable person a quarter of an hour of time and bring him into fault. Don't slosh around in general feelings. Translate it into pa'ula mamashis. Translate everything. If a person has feelings of his iris, translate into davening. Translate into making a seder for learning in yonim and yontif. Give it some sort of mamashis, because without that, at best, it's a waste. It's nothing. It's not the... One of the things like Yom Kippur that we spent much on Yom Kippur, one of the most important things about that was that it translates Yom Kippur into something. Fakat, it's some will say, such big Isaiah translates such small things. Adrabe, the alternative to translate into nothing or into an eagle. It translates into a thing. That's the Avoida is the Tshetechpats. That's one half of it. There's a second Akuda that's just as important in the other direction. It says, the Pasuk says that the Makim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misvayed with Klal Yisrael, was on the Aron. So it says, inside that Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be misvayed with Klal Yisrael. Between the two kruvim, the makom of Ashura Sashchina is between the two kruvim. The pasha kruvim is a merdeka pasha. It's one of the dvarim nifloim. I mean, it's hefech gomer of avodah zara, and it's a davar mafli ad ma'oit. And the fact that it's in a kodesh kodashim is obviously that you're talking about one of the seidus gedolim of the mishkan. But it says the word kravya. What does the word kruv mean? So Chazal darshan kravya. Like a child, a child. Like, that's where the goyim got in the most prost way. The face that they're mitzayim, like a child, like a little baby, like all this. I mean, what's the havan? What's the pnimis of it? So as far as I'm saying, and it's very interesting. It doesn't even say ravya. It should say a child face. It should say, you know, they should call him ravya, not kravya. Kravya means like a child. Ki ravya. That's a chazal dashne. Kruv kravya. So the pshat is like this, and it says, I mean, as far as I say this, a child's face is never a complete face. It's always a dimion for something that will be as an adult. There are lines and forms that are in place, which have a potential, it's something that will grow into a full, mature human face. The kofa dimion is ki'ilu, almost the same thing. It's kir ravya. It's like something that's a likeness of something. The tfisa, if a person goes on the flip side, and his whole Yiddishkeit is just meisim, this mitzvah, this hanhaga, this chumra, this minhag, this that. That's where it starts and finishes. He's a person it's fakir. That's nothing. I mean, it's not nothing. I mean, if you do a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. But as far as avoda goes, that's not where avoda comes from. Avoda taka comes from the makom avod that's not defined, and it's not flattened. It's something that there's always a new she'iva. There's always a new drawing of material, and it's something that keeps going. The whole Mishkan was very clearly defined. The dibur of the Shechina was Kiravya. The dibur of the Shechina came from Bein HaKruvim, from a place that's not defined. The makom, everything was so terribly meduyuk, the very essential makom of the Aron was Beli Midah. So it was ke'ilu, there's a point of a well, of an infinite well that keeps drawing up new water and new ashos hashchina, and it flows out into the Mishkan where it becomes very clearly defined. Avoda is that there's an akuda pnimius that is takabli gvul. It's bubbling always, it's something coming anew. A person has a deeper hagosha, a person has a deeper feeling, a person is draws pipnimius, and those things are taka vague, and those things are taka bleak vul, and they're infinite. And then the avoda is to make something concrete of it, to make something defined and useful out of it. So the Mishkan is a double avoda. On the one hand, the person has to know that if everything becomes flattened out to minhagim dinim chumris vechulu vechulu vechulu, I mean, sometimes you see there's a person, his only shaila is in the ketukim of minhagim of hidurim. Doesn't it ever, aren't you ever spoiled from the bria? Aren't you ever mishtoimim from gadlus habayri? Aren't you ever overwhelmed by a feeling of gaguim? Good. So, I mean, you don't know what's in a person's heart, but sometimes you get a feeling. But why doesn't the river ever overflow? Why isn't there something that why isn't there a panemius that you want to translate? And this is harder even to do than the first half, because it is a little more vague. Let a person walk by himself sometimes and think about the world around him. Let him look at trees. Let him look at people. Let him look and something should be opened up in the person. I mean, let the lave become air to some degree. It's true that once it's air, it knocks on the door and wants to be let in. But widen the nekuda that's misayir. Let a person take a sefer that let a person find a sefer. Let a person go through sperm until he finds a sefer that opens up a well like that in his house, in his heart. And let the person sit with it. It comes a yontif. It comes a idna of aliyah. Let a person sit and just spend time being misayir from it. And then let a person take those feelings and translate them into some maisa. There's a kolada. There's a day that's coming. And I don't know if we'll have time to speak close to that. I'll tell you. But on the one hand, Purim is a time when a person can become a servant. I'm not talking about people that look forward for whatever they couldn't do all year round to get away with this. Fine. As long as it's within halacha, it's also, you know, let at least be shikras behet fatik. Okay. I'm talking about people who taka open up on a day like Purim. And people that the gvulas, that when the gvulas of das become this mitushtas, something comes out that faket, something that's been waiting to come out, feelings of overwhelming, feelings of gaguim, feelings of ritzainis times. Things like that come out. And in that it has the maila. It has a rizika makam. It's keilu a bein abadim for a person's year. On the other hand, Chazal amagde that Purim is the last moed, last of the nisim. So Chazal asked, the last of the nisim. What about Chanukah? Simon says the last of the nisim that is nitin li kosef. It's the kosvuni l'doris means that something that's not kosev. It doesn't become defined and doesn't become specific. It's part of Torah Shabbat Peh has in it, for better and for worse, it has in itself the vagueness and the infiniteness that is that chelim. The Torah Shabbat Biksav is the Hakol Biksav. The Kosvuni L'Doiris meant that Esther wanted to make it into Hakol Biksavdik. She wanted to take it out of the realm of Torah Shabbat Peh and turn it into Ksav. And Faket, in Avoda, this was the last time it happened. Until Esther, it was automatically Biksav. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a Navi, whatever happened in Mitzrayim and so on, was Biksav automatically. That's Torah Shabbat Ksav. If the words, everything is Torah Shabbat Peh, it's tremendous iris and tremendous inyanim of its Baal Peh. It doesn't have concretized. The avoda where Hakol Biksav became an avoda was Kosvuna L'Doiris of Esther. And she had to beg for it. She had to debate it with Sanhedrin. And she won because she found the remes in the old Ksav. And she was able to schlep over Megillah into Ksav. And that's the difference. That's why in Chanukah, the only mitzvah is the Pesum Nisa in its Tzura. Halal, but it's all imprisonment. The only place where you got, where you were able to turn the Nes into other mitzvahs, and Shlech Manes, Matas Avyonim, and so on, that was in Purim. So Purim, on the one hand, has a skula, when a person breaks down the barriers of Das, it's a makom where he opens up the pnimius of himself and is able to feel tremendous waves of ava, of gaguim, of sheifa, of rotzen. On the other hand, it also carries in itself a skula of kosivuni ledoiris, that a person can take the baal peh of it and the vagueness of it, concretize it, and make it into a ksav, and those things that are b'ksav, those are the things that stay ledoiris.